Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hello, everybody. Hello. Welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in the great metropolis of Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I tell you what, this is a place where we are definitely seeing the Spirit of the Lord poured out. Amen. Yes. God is faithful. He's been faithful. I tell you what, even though we have been facing challenging times, there's just testimony after testimony of God's goodness. Amen. And tonight, as we come together to praise and worship him, we got a lot to be thankful for. Amen. And I tell you what, I believe that God has showed us the simplicity of life, but the goodness of life. And he's definitely showing us that he is our God. He is our Lord. He's our provider. Let's lean into him and let's just worship the Lord tonight. Amen.
Amen. And we're going to challenge you tonight. We're going to challenge you that in your house, this isn't just something you're watching and you're just looking at a screen and you're watching us and you're saying, praise God during it. No, put the screen down, turn your volume up and praise with us. Amen. And worship him with us. Clap, shout, holler out to the Lord. Get praises. Get that atmosphere of praise in your house. Let it come from your mouth along with us, because that's what we're doing here tonight. We're here to worship with you. We don't know how to put on a show, so you're going to be bored if you just keep watching the screen. But we do know how to worship our God. Amen? So just worship with us tonight. Hallelujah.
Is your name, oh God. the kingdom is come and the battle is on. Jesus, in your name we rise.
We will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Says if we don't cry out, the rocks will, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you. Stay right there, and all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will. We'll sing, great are you, Lord.
Now's the time I challenge you to stand if you're not standing.
And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing, great are you, Lord.
Let's take it up a notch. Your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
Will pour out our praise, it's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you, only God.
Thank you.
is the faith that heals us. Only believe in the name of Jesus.
Yes, we do, God. We are very grateful. The faith that saved us is a faith that heals us. I want you to know something. Once you break into the arena of faith, the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
I want you to know that if your faith caused you to accept and receive salvation from the Lord, then your faith can bring anything else to pass. Amen? And I just feel like we should recognize how much God is with us. Amen?
Okay.
And recognize how much our faith release will produce supernatural results. Amen?
Man, listen.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, we're not taking anything away from... It's frustrating. It is frustrating. It's frustrating for you. It's frustrating for us. We want to be together. You want to be together.
Amen.
Let's not allow the frustration to be the voice that comes out of our mouth, though.
Amen.
Let praise come out of our mouth. Let prayers
Amen.
Towards
Amen.
The Lord go Shaka out for the community, for our those that are in authority
Amen.
Over us.
Amen.
That this thing would be
Amen.
Lifted if you would use your voice
Amen.
To lift
Hallelujah.
Up the name of God
Amen.
Instead of use your voice to be frustrated and to tear others down. I'm telling
right.
you, it's going to change.
Yeah.
It's, exactly. We've seen it. We've seen it in the Word of God. It's called the children of Israel.
Amen.
Coming out of Egypt.
Praise God.
They walked around a mountain for 40 years.
Because they murmured.
And it would have taken them about 2 weeks to get out of had
yes.
their heart and their spirit been right about
Amen.
Them.
Amen.
Had they looked at the Lord
yes.
their God as their source.
Yes.
He brought them out of Egypt. Would he not yet take care of them? But
Amen.
As soon as the first hardship hit, they start complaining. And you know what? We're all guilty of that. And we need to stop
Woo.
The complaining and start
Praise
praising
God.
Our God
Amen.
Because we are
Hallelujah.
Through this thing.
Amen.
Why do you say that, Pastor Gina? We're still at home. We're still like, no, we are through this
Amen.
Thing. As I speak
we
by faith,
together.
Not by
Amen.
Sight, in the
Woo.
Name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Listen.
Amen.
Woo.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Lift
you know,
your voice
it
for
is,
good.
I want to remind everybody that today is the National Day of Prayer. And I hope for Christians across America that it was the National Day of Prayer instead of the National Day of Negative Posting on Facebook. Amen? I'm just telling you that sometimes we get caught up in things, but then when we have a moment, I mean, think about how a National Day of Prayer can speak to God when voices all over the nation are giving up praises to God. I'm telling you that our Father in heaven hears and he does the supernatural. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I've been believing that since President Trump called a National Day of Prayer several weeks ago, that this thing has already been turning around. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, I like what you're saying tonight,
Amen.
Pastor Regina, that we are back together. Amen.
Amen.
We are worshiping together.
Amen.
We are filling up the church. It's already done. Amen.
Amen. In
the
name of Jesus. This thing is lifted off of this earth, and it will not return. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We choose to speak.
Praise God. Amen.
And we choose to put out the authority and the power.
Amen.
That have been given unto us.
Yes.
There's power.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
Here.
Amen.
There's
praise
power
God.
In what you say.
Hallelujah.
There's power in what you speak.
Absolutely.
There's power in the thoughts that you have. If you allow thoughts to just run and run and run and not take control of them, you're right. Your day's not going to be very good if that's what you're confessing.
Amen.
Your life's
Amen.
Not going to be very good if that's what you're
praise
confessing.
The name of the Lord.
Listen, that's not what we confess. That's not
Amen.
What we believe. And
Amen.
That's not what God wants for you. God
Amen.
Wants things that are good.
Amen.
Amen. He came to give you life.
Amen.
And life more abundantly.
Praise God.
John 10:10.
Hallelujah.
It's Amen. The thief that came to destroy, kill, and all of that.
Yep.
But God came to give life.
Mm-hmm.
And life more abundantly.
Amen. Praise
That's
God.
That's who I'm going to choose to believe.
Amen.
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 And I did something today that
Amen.
I'm going to go home and repent over.
Oh,
yeah. Think I've been, Amen. I've been guilty
Amen.
Of holding a process up
Amen.
Because of my frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go home, repent. Get before the Lord. Listen, we're not subject to this.
Amen.
Stuff.
Amen.
We get frustrated too.
Yes.
Listen, to not have
God.
You here, do you think we like that? Absolutely
no,
not.
No, we don't.
We don't. We don't. Not one bit.
Yep.
Not one part of us likes it.
Amen.
But
Amen.
You know what? We are back together in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
This thing
Amen.
Is lifted.
Amen.
This ban is lifted. Ohio's
Amen.
Back to work. This nation is back to work. The world is back to work. Amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. And that's what we confess. Not only back to work, back to the places of praise.
Amen.
Back to their places of worship in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, what do we got today? I'm sure Trey has already said hello to you for us. We miss you. We love you. We're excited that you joined us tonight.
Yes.
If you got praise reports, if you got, and we've been hearing some more again even today and yesterday.
Goodness.
I mean, really, okay, so I'm going to tell you a praise report because it got us excited.
Yes.
There is an item for the building that was supposed to not come in for 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been a couple weeks into that process. So it still had about...
Yeah, it still had a few weeks.
About 2 to 4 to 5 weeks left.
So
we prayed. The intercessory prayer team joins at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays, and we do it a Zoom meeting so we can see each other and we pray. And we just started that, and it's amazing.
Amen.
If that's something you think you would like to be part of, get a hold of Mona Kearns, get a hold of Holly. They'll take care of that for you,
Amen.
And we'll get you in there. But we prayed as a group that nothing would be held up. That there'd be nothing back ordered. Things that were supposed to come in that were taking weeks to come in would come in quicker, and that hold up would not be there anymore. And as, and the girls don't even know this that was on the call,
right.
But as we were praying it, we were getting a phone call from somebody. And as soon as the call was up, Phil picks up the phone and calls them, and they said, oh, those lights that you're waiting for, they're going to be at the... Our persons, where the people that we're having to them, at the warehouse tomorrow.
Yep.
So they
Amen.
Got to inspect them and get them. But praise
Amen.
God!
Praise
Do you know that was an immediate
Lord.
Answer of prayer?
Amen.
Amen. I mean, Amen. Immediate.
And that's how God answers.
Woo!
Yeah.
So anyway, that's one of our praise reports. It got us fired. It got all of us fired up because
Amen.
That's how God works. He cares about the small things. He cares about the big things. There's nothing in your life that he doesn't want to meet and he
Amen.
Doesn't want to take care of. He wants to take care of it all for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
so
God.
So he's showing us little by little,
yes,
like in the
is.
Small things and the big
mm-hmm.
things. He has been with us. Amen.
Absolutely.
And don't forget, women, we are going to gather together. This is going to be good.
Woo, yeah.
Tomorrow
Amen.
Night at 7 on a Zoom conference meeting, and
yes,
we're all going to be
Amen.
Able to see each other, talk to each other, pray with each other, all that good stuff.
Since you're doing that from the house, and I don't have anywhere else to go, I might have to crash in.
No, I'll go in the bedroom. So
figured you had an
If you don't know anything
that.
About it, you say, wait a minute, I want to be part of that. I'm sure you didn't say it like that. Wait a minute. That's how Phil says it. Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm just messing.
You better watch
If you
it
are
then,
new
lady.
And you are just watching us, we are very jokey. It's
yes.
not harsh. It's not meant
Amen.
To be mean in any way, shape, or form. We just love to joke with one another. But anyway, if you would like to join it, then just send Angel Dyer your information. If you can't find Angel, then send it to me or send it to the church, and we'll get it, and we'll make sure that you're joined up. We need your email
Amen.
Address. Amen? Amen. I think that
nope,
is all.
You got one more announcement.
What?
Coming up on Mother's Day. Aren't you doing
oh,
something
yes.
for Mother's
Day? Oh, yes. Thank you,
Day?
Babe. I completely
yeah,
forgot.
Amen.
I didn't forget. I thought about it earlier, but then right
mm-hmm.
now. You know, when you're in the spirit, when you come,
Ooh,
you're just
out
there.
Out of worship
Amen.
And you're just there.
Yes, we're for Mother's Day, since we can't be together. We're doing a giveaway. We're going to draw names. If you put your picture out with your kids or with your mom, or your mom puts a picture out with kids, however that goes, we're going to put every single one of those mothers into a drawing, and we're going to do a drawing live here on
Sunday morning, Mother's Day.
The cutoff has to be no later than 8:00 in the morning on Sunday. I'm going to let you run it through Sunday. I can check it as we're driving in.
Okay.
So,
you are letting them down to the wire.
I am letting you down to the wire because it's been up for a day. So I haven't had it up for a long time. Mm-hmm. So 8:00 Sunday morning, you cut off. Anything after that will not get in there because we've got to start practice. And so I won't be able to do that. So that is what we are doing because we want to honor you, mothers.
Yes,
we
amen.
We love you, and we want you to know how appreciative we are for you. We know the importance of you in the home.
Amen.
And in the workplace, and in the environment, everywhere you are so loved.
Without mothers, none of us would be here. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
And some of you are
lucky
with mothers are here.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm just kidding again, people. Just joking again. I love my babies.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. I have two wonderful sons.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Am I good? See, you shouldn't let me keep saying announcements because then I say stuff like that. Somebody might think I'm serious.
No, it's funny. It's fine. Yeah, no, I think you are good for right now. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, I'm just wanting to say a few things here before we get started. During praise and worship, I was praying and God was just showing me some things. And I saw a person with severe back pain that God was healing. And I just saw someone that's been having tremendous stomach issues and all kinds of stuff that God is healing and releasing you from that. I saw someone who's having tremendous migraines. And I'm just telling you that as I was praying, the Lord was just telling me that these are things that he's fixing in people right now. Amen. So I thank God that he's already done some healing out there tonight. And I also want you to know that the Lord is telling me that he's just bringing some peace to people. Amen. And I want to get started tonight, and I want to talk for just a few minutes because I pray that one thing that's happened to you guys over this time of us being all separated and over this pandemic is I pray that for every Christian that hears this, I pray that for you, there has been a spirit of fear that has been permanently removed from your life. I want you to know something, that no matter what goes on in your life, you may lose a job, you might have a hardship, a relationship may break down on you, and things are going to come up as we live this life, because I want you to know that life, as we know it, is imperfect. Amen. It's been imperfect since the time in the garden, and things are upside down, the Bible says. And so that means that in this life, you are going to have some tribulations, you're going to have some difficulties, but one thing I need us to do as Christians is just get it settled in our heart that a part of our salvation and a part of what gives us the chance to really relax and rest in life is that once we've given our life to God, he is with us all times. And what that means for us as believers, and I really want this to be sealed in your heart, is that though jobs may change and though situations may come and go and we might have ups and downs in life, there's one thing that we never have to do, and that's fear our tomorrow, because God is going to provide for us. Amen? I tell you what, not that we ever want to do this, but the Bible says that even if we were to make our bed in hell, praise God, the Lord would be with us and he could help us. Amen. And we don't ever want to get ourselves into situations because we are disobedient or because we are living a hypocritical life. We don't ever want to be sinful and doing things that we should not be involved in. But I will tell you that even if we find ourselves in difficult situations, if we've made a mistake or not, I mean, sometimes in life, you might make mistakes that the Lord has to help you dig your way out of. But also, even if you live your life perfect, and we want to do our best to be obedient and live a closer life to Jesus as we can. Jesus lived this life and never once had sin. And because he's went to the cross and he's done that, I want you to know something. That one thing that we have an absolute understanding about is that God can minimize sin and a sin nature in our life. Amen? I want you to know that Romans chapter 8 says something very powerful. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And I want you to know that that word son here means children, that we are the children of God. If we're led by his Spirit, we are his children. And that means that those who are obedient. The Bible says that if you are obedient and willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. And I want you to know something. For the Christian that endeavors on a day-to-day basis to live your life for God, you are going to minimize the challenges that come into life. But also for Christians that are living their life for God, even though you're doing your best every day, you are going to have some conflict, some challenges. They are going to come because the Bible says that while you're on this earth, you will have tribulations because life is going to give you some difficulties. But in the middle of difficulties, please keep your peace about you. In the middle of difficulties, make sure that you don't allow your spirit to go up and down, that you don't allow your circumstances to redefine you and steal your joy, push you into fear, get you stressed out, and have you living a very discouraged or depressed moment when you don't have to be that way. Because I tell you what, even if you lost your job tomorrow, God's provision is already out in front of you. I want you to know something, that as soon as difficulty comes, the Bible says that God already has something working. The Bible says that all things will work together for good for those who love God. And what that means is that even your difficult situation is going to turn around quickly for you by the Lord. Amen? So if we are led of the Spirit of God, we are his children. And I really want us to grab a hold of this, because sometimes as Christians, and we've been talking about this, but sometimes as Christians, we believe in God for just our big problems and just big issues that come into our life. But I want you to know something, that on a day-to-day basis, your Heavenly Father loves you and wants to participate in your life. Amen? So I want you to know something, that on a day-to-day basis, the Lord cares about how you're feeling, what's going on in your life, the things and the events that you're going on. He cares about your bills being paid. He cares about your health being good. He cares about your relationships. He cares about helping you on a day-to-day basis. I want you to know something, that we know that by faith, the worlds were framed. Amen? And we know that when it comes to the big things, keeping the sun in the sky and making sure the moon comes up every night and keeping oxygen on the earth and making sure the earth is rotating and doing all the things that it's supposed to do, God definitely set that in order when he began to speak in the garden. Amen? When he said, let there be light, it became light. When he said, let things come out of the sea, and when he created animals and the heavens and the earth, God did that, and we understand that. We can believe God for that. But can you believe God as his child that he's working with you on a day-to-day basis? Can you believe God to be involved in your life? And this is what I really want us to learn as Christians. It's time for us to understand that though the Bible is for humanity and though the Bible is for everybody, it's also for you as an individual. And I want you to know something, that you need to really remember that you are created in God's image. Amen? Oh, after his likeness, you are created. And whether you believe it or not, I want you to understand something, that when you get saved, that is when you are supposed to begin to open up your heart, open up your spirit, and begin to take on the nature of God. I want you to know something, that the Bible says that his ways are not your ways, that his thoughts are not your thoughts. But do you know that as you journey with the Lord, his ways can become your ways? His thoughts can become your thoughts. And did you know that as you journey with God, this is an expectation that God has for your life? I want to take you into our scripture tonight that we're going to preach out of, and it's in the book of Matthew chapter 7, and I really want to just begin to look at this and really just dig into it and hang out right here tonight just because I really want you to grab this in depthly. I'm speaking to you right now. The Lord loves you as an individual. I want you to know that you are so uniquely designed by God that even though there's 7 billion people on this earth, and even though hundreds and millions of people and billions of people have lived over the course of the time that the earth has been here, not ever one time has DNA been 100% duplicated. Come on. I want you to know something, that right now there's 7.5 billion people out there, give or take people who are missing a few hands here and there. That means there's 15 billion sets of hands on the face of the earth right now, and not one of them are duplicated. Every one of them are unique. Every one of us has our own signature because God created us that unique. And in the creating of us, I want to remind you that last week, Thursday or the Thursday before, we were talking about Moses and how Moses, even though he was the deliverer, when he was just a child, God was providing for him. And I want every one of you to know that whether you find the Lord at 5 years old or at 50 years old, I want you to know that God has had a plan and a purpose for your life that he's just been waiting to join with you on. Amen. And I want you to know something, that you are so unique to God that you need to make sure that the Lord is at the helm of your life. And I want to read to you in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. It says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you." I want you to know something as Christians. We want to make sure that we are going to church. We want to make sure that we are keeping those connections, and we need to have the gospel preached to us. The Bible says that we are perfected in the preaching of the gospel that comes upon us. It adds to our completion and our wholeness. But I want you to know something. As a Christian, you need to develop a relationship with God where you are seeking, you are asking, you are knocking, and you are finding out. I want you to know something, that as you go on your personal journey with God, it is up to you to discover. It's up to you to pray. It's up to you to read the Word of God. I want you to know something, that every one of us should be studying the Bible. Amen? I want you to know something, that when there is a subject in life that you want to know about, whether it's faith, whether it be marriage, whether it be any topic at all, whether it's going to work, whether it's looking for a job, I want you to know something, that you should search the scriptures on a topical basis and see what God has to say about that kind of thing. I want you to know something, that if you don't know what the will of God is for your life, then start searching the scriptures. And I promise you that God will start revealing things and give you some direction and some clarity for you to go on a journey with him. Okay? "For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks findeth." Woo! "And him that knocketh, it shall be opened to you." I want you to know something, that God is here to help you in every area of your life. I want you to know something, that if you're a person that deals with fear all the time, if you will ask, if you will seek, I promise you that God will give you a faith that will eradicate fear out of your life. I want you to know something, that if there's an answer you need, you can seek God in the scriptures. You can seek God in prayer. You can just talk to the Lord. And I promise you that the Lord will answer you. He's not going to leave you forsaken. He's not going to leave you on your own. And God will speak to you and move on your behalf. Amen. "What man is there of you whom, if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" I want you to know something, that the Bible says that if you ask God for something and you don't find out anything, it's only because you ask amiss or you ask something that's not of the arena of faith. Because I want you to know something. Your Father is not going to take you on a journey for you to come up empty. Your Father is not going to give you a bunch of dreams and put a carrot, so to speak, out in front of you and have you running chasing things and never come into those moments where you see the fullness of God come upon your life. He is a God of answered prayer, and he's a God that is much better than a natural person. And it says that even a natural father or a natural person wants to give good gifts to their children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good gifts to them that ask him? I want you to understand something about our Father in heaven, that God expects you to have a good life. The Lord wants you to have a good life. I want you to know something, that your Father in heaven on a day-to-day basis is looking and expecting to pour out his Spirit upon your life. I want you to know that the Bible says that we have a guarantee that life and life more abundantly is coming upon us, and it belongs to us. Amen? And I want you to know something, that your Father in heaven is looking to answer your prayers. He's looking to move on your behalf. He's not going to give you something different than what you're asking him for. Amen? Listen, if you need a career and you need favor and you need a job, I promise you that as you seek God, he will reveal it to you and he will give it to you. Amen? And then when he does, remember that it's called upon us to work. You know, I want you to know something, that you are designed for work. You are designed to be able to do things and be creative and to be able to be successful at things. I want you to know that it is possible. If you're a person that has never been able to hold on to a job, I want you to know something, that I believe that the next job God gives you, you're going to find yourself able to handle that job, handle those responsibilities, and perform your work well. I believe you're going to be able to build a career and be able to be successful at what God wants you to do. Amen? I want you to know something, that I believe right now that in your marriage and in your relationships, our Father in heaven, when you ask him for help, he's not going to leave you empty. If you will seek him, you will find him. Amen? The Bible actually says that if we seek the Lord, he will be found of us. What does that mean? That means that in every area of our life where we need help, if we will give that area to God and we will pray about it and we will ask him, he will speak to us. Amen? It also means that when the Lord starts speaking to you and when the Lord gives you things to do, make sure that not only do you hear him, but you do them. Amen? I tell you what, I cannot tell you how many Christians I've talked to who will sit there and say, well, I prayed and I believe I heard this, but I don't know. Yes, you do know. Let me tell you something. You didn't come up with that thought on your own. You didn't come up with the solution on your own. That is God. And if you will use your faith and activate your faith, you will see God bring solutions to pass in your life. Amen? I want us to know that we are a people that if we ask God, he will do it. See, we have really got to get to the point where we believe that God is close enough that he hears us on a day-to-day basis, and he's close enough that his eye is always on us. Amen? See, I don't want us to ever be people that believe for 1 minute that God has forgotten about you, or for 1 minute our Father is busy or he's not with you. Let me tell you something. We couldn't even take a breath if our God wasn't with us. Amen? And I just want us to remember, I just feel, I don't know why, but it's really in my spirit to just remind you that ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. I really just believe the Lord's telling me to just reconfirm to each and every one of you that this relationship with God is supposed to be a real relationship. That walking by faith means that you are praying. It means that your spirit is open and that you just have an awareness that you are a child of God. You know, I want you to know something, that I try to go and make sure that on a day-to-day basis, I'm aware that I belong to God. And I want to make sure that I believe that God can speak to me anytime. Amen? And I want you to make sure that you're a person that you understand that if you ask, it shall be given you. If you seek, you will find. If you knock, it shall be opened to you. I want you to know that in every situation of your life, if you will lean towards him, he's there to do for you what you cannot do on your own. The very idea of God's grace, the very idea of his salvation, is that he wants to be helping you, delivering you, and working supernaturally in your life. Amen? I want you to know something, that we're on this journey called life, and the way that we're supposed to live it is in him. Amen? And I want you to know that it is the only way to live this life with peace, to live this life with contentment, and live this life successfully in a way that not only do you finish your course here, but then you also remember that we're all going to heaven one day. Amen? I just think that there's one thing that the church has not talked enough about in the last 20 years, and it's the fact that we're not just on this journey to live out on this life. I tell you what, I want you to have big dreams. I want you to be successful. I want you to build as much as you can build and do all that you want to do while you're here on this earth. But I also want to remind you that we're on this journey to make sure that when we finish our course, our next step is going to heaven. Amen? And I want us to be available for it, because not only are we going to seek and find God on a day-to-day basis on this earth, but we are going to find our way to heaven, and one day we're going to have a church service up in heaven that's going to just shake our shoes, because we don't have any idea what it's like to worship with an unnumberable amount of saints. Amen? You know, I tell you what, have you ever felt the presence of God in the church? I tell you, I know I have. And I think sometimes about hundreds of believers and how the atmosphere gets stirred up. Can you imagine one day what the atmosphere is going to be like when we see God face to face? I tell you what, if you think you felt his presence now, and we have felt his presence, we have felt his blessing. But one day I'm telling you that we're going to seek and we're going to find a God that is so phenomenal that it's going to blow your mind beyond anything you've ever thought. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I don't know. That might have been a church short sermon tonight. That might have been a short moment tonight. But I tell you what, it's what the Lord had for us, okay? That we should seek and find what God has to say. Amen? Hallelujah. What do we got there? Okay, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we just put Kansas and Kyle before you right now, God. And Father, I thank you that obviously they're seeking, Lord. And Father, because of that, you will be found in their situation, God. Lord, I thank you that they're calling upon you and that they have a prayer request. And God, I just believe that supernaturally you're answering what they need, God. Come upon them, Father. Strengthen them, help them, bless them, show them, God, open doors, show them whatever they need in this life, God. You are going to help them, God, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, when you seek the Lord and you're asking for prayer and you're asking for God to move on your behalf, I'm just telling you, I don't have to say what's pushing its way out of me almost. You have to live for him. This isn't you can live half on this side of the road,
right,
and half on this side of the road. You can't live in sin and expect God just to bless everything that you're doing.
Amen.
You got to live the way
Amen.
He's telling you to live. Now, with that being said, when you start the journey, keep the journey.
Start where you're at
and do your best. And everything that you can do your best to serve him. Am I saying that we never fell after we started? Yeah, we fell. We got back up and we kept running the journey, running with him. But it can't be purposeful. You can't be purposefully going out doing those things that you know that he doesn't like. on a purpose, on a regular basis. We've got to serve him. We've got to show him that we're serious about this, that we believe his word, because his word is truth. And this, the word is how we get out of every situation.
Yes, amen.
He is the word.
Hallelujah.
And if we don't serve him,
amen,
he can't hear our prayers.
Amen, amen.
The word says that he hears the prayer of his children, as the prayer of the righteous.
Amen.
And that any other words he can't hear.
Amen.
He can't hear the prayer of a sinner unless it's to call out his name to be saved.
Amen.
And then, now he hears them.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know why I'm saying that.
I don't know why.
I just know that the Lord laid it on my heart to say it. Listen, it's not to put anybody in condemnation. It's not to make anybody feel bad. It is so that you have a nugget.
Amen.
Whereby you can pick up and start running and saying, you know what? That's where I've fallen.
Amen.
That's what I'm doing wrong. Listen, I was 20-some years old before I got saved.
Amen.
I didn't know what church was supposed to be like. I didn't know what a walk with God was supposed to be like. Amen. I didn't know. And so when people would tell me, when I would talk to them, and they would just give me the truth out of love, and I read the word of God, that's when I found out. And that's when I knew, okay, no, you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's not acceptable to the Lord.
That's right.
What was acceptable in my former life,
amen,
no longer was acceptable, because God expects us to live holy.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Now we're going to pray for Candace, because she has to take the COVID test in order as a precursor for being able to have a surgical procedure for next Wednesday. Now, Father, we thank you that as Candace goes to take this test, God, that of course this test is going to be found negative, Father God.
Yes.
And Lord, she's going to be found to have no antibodies or no carrying of this disease. She's going to be found to be clear of it, God. And as a result, it's going to open the door for her to get her surgical procedures next week, God, that are going to go without a flaw, Father.
Yes.
Lord, your hand is upon her. Your hand is upon this whole situation,
yes,
God. I believe that it would not have been set up, God, if it was not already able to be done. And Lord, we just thank you in Jesus' name that this will happen for her. And Father, right now, we're praying for Haley, God, because she also has a procedure next week. And I just believe, God, that God, all is going to go well. And God, we speak over this digestive and stomach issues, God. And Lord, we just declare that, God, you are going to heal this, God. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that God, when doctors check her out, they will find nothing, God. And Lord, it'll come to a resolution, God. And I thank you, God, that she's healed, that God, you are doing this, Father. And even right now, you're changing this for her, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. And I want to remind you that when you get saved, you're no longer a sinner saved by grace. You're now a child of the living God.
Amen.
Now our heritage and our bloodline has changed to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. And he's never had that C word.
Amen.
I don't care what your family history is. I don't care what the doctors are saying.
Hallelujah.
Jesus has never had that.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
We're standing in faith.
Yes.
You are healed. You are healed.
Yes.
You are healed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, we are excited every time we get to come in and be a part of what you're doing. Hallelujah. And hey, praise God. I love it when, where is it? Oh, there it is. I love it when I get to wave this at myself. Praise God. Hallelujah. I forgot to take up the offering, and I just want to take a couple minutes here. And remember, you can give online, okay? And you can go right to the website, and it'll tell you how to give right there. And then you can text to give. And also, there's a mail-in option. All of those are available for you so that you can keep your seed in the ground and you can keep your tithes and offerings coming into the storehouse, because God is making a way. Amen. And Lord, I just thank you that you rebuke the devourer on our behalf, God. Lord, I thank you, God, that the windows of heaven are open, Father God, over our lives as we give our tithes and offerings. And God, that because of you, we are always at an increase, Father. And Lord, I thank you that our dollars go farther and stretch more than they ever would on their own, Father. I thank you that we accomplish more, that our money goes farther, Father, and that it does exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think, because your touch is on everything that we sow and give. And Father, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we love you very much. And I tell you what, every day apart is a day that we are closer to being together. Amen. And I believe that before you know it, we'll be coming back together, and God is just going to bless us. And I want you to just keep the faith, and we're going to see you on Mother's Day Sunday morning, and we're going to celebrate Jesus. We love you, and God bless you, and have a great evening tonight.